Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Your daily companion on Radio Pulpit, it is. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much. We are together throughout up to the hour 8, you and I, together with Pastor Makamu and also Pastor Green. Thank you so much for tuning in. Now, listen to this, Muruti. Here's a message from Steezy. Steezy says, good evening. I'm delighted to introduce myself as Ritsepile Baepi, a young person who is passionate about her dreams that are being led by God the Savior. If this radio station is about Christianity, I was led by God. Ritsepile, you are led by the Most High. Yes, indeed. Welcome to it, my sister. May Christ bless you abundantly. Yes, may Christ bless you abundantly.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM. Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right, and we also have Dipuo Putolo. Dipuo, what are you saying?
Baruti baka ke le dumedisa ke montsha ke simola o tsena radio prepiti ke ikokobeditse baruti baka ke le reditse ebile I'm scared. Amen.
Yo, we welcome you Dipuo, as Pastor Makamu says, hoyo hoyo
hoyo hoyo. Isanga simnandi man sithi hoyo hoyo
isilungu changane isilungu shananzika. All right, and we back after this.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Dalu, what are you saying?
Mfundisure nangijabule namhlanje ngoba manje ngiachieve lo mntu bengifunga uachieve noma uzume bengivalele nama surrogates akhe okusalanga ngibahlulile manje mina ngiphuma enye ngaphandle into engifuna icela kuyiwana asasavuma ukuthi badlale ngeBhayibheli bakhuluma manje ngeBhayibheli especially mama wakalihanyana lo uthanda ukungihlaba hayi ukungihlaba ngamazi kamama uma efonela mina special ngicela silwe manje impi yobumnyama basebumnyama nangu ramaphosi uya uTV speech sakhe manje kumnyama because hayi into azoyenza uphelele lapho. Uphelele kulesa speech uzophinda promise futhi. So ngicela mina nawe no with my uncle Sifer last corner asambeni siphambili.
Yeah. Sifer last corner asambeni siphambili.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
Pume says, Pastor Makamu has explained, let us stop assuming that when you marry a pastor, you are automatically a pastor too. Moses' wife did not automatically become a pastor's wife or a pastor. A wife, a husband of a doctor doesn't automatically become a doctor. We also assume, how? Na isengilahlekela khona umuntu obhizi la uyangivimba ukuthi ngifunde. Uthi, we also assume that only women must pray, be intercessors. Jesus, Moses, Jeremiah are males, yet they were prayerful. Let us all, male and female, be prayerful. I agree, Pume. I agree. May the Father greatly, greatly, greatly grace you with his presence and abundance. In the name of Yahusha HaMashiach.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Spiritual ignorance today. Eish, my daughter. Silalela abantu abangasisi indawo. Bese siye kuNkulunkulu ngoba abantu basithembisa amanga manje ekhathini eningi. And bayakhuluma nje bathi bona benza ama miracles and all those things. Eish, fun. Kuyenzeka ekhathini eningi ke lokho. And we need to hear you tell us about some of the areas that you think there's a lot of spiritual ignorance on our part. 012-334-1322. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. Otherwise, you can also send us a WhatsApp. 082-657-2729.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
All right. Mfundisi Makamu. It's amazing. Spiritual ignorance again. Sithola kule prophet ezikhuluma ngakusasa mara ngokuboast ane. Umuntu athi yazi ngiya prophet ngingena ku March next year. Mangena ku March ngiyathola gonke kuhamba kahle. everything is fine. In March, my figure, yati COVID, bafa band. Hey, matata. Hey, matata. Now, Proverbs 27, verse 1, do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring forth. And our ignorance of this verse is because silalela manga abantu basitshela ukuthi yena sekangenile ku August next year bakhuluma ngalesikhathi kuyoqala iCovid kanti abazi ukuthi kuyoqala iCovid bathi tuba baleka abantu bakhona Muruti
hey mfundisi sicakekile ke lapho masifika lapho mfundisi ngoba yinokuthi uNkulunkulu wenze izinto zakhe uthi Jehova if you want to see a true prophet le nto ayikhulumayo mina ngizoyikonfirma
yes
ngama signs and wonders le nto ayikhulumayo
ngokuyifeza
number 2 yes ngiyenze ngoba le nto ayikhulumayo asuka ayitshelwe yibe we must remember kuncwadi ya chapter 55 uthi izwe lakhe alibuyele emuva lingawenzanga umsebenzi. Ngivame kusho la ukuthi na most of the times we say ukuthi na nothing is impossible with God. Mina I say something is impossible with God is to lie. That is impossible with him. La most of the times mfundisi sithanda ukutshelwa ifuture yethu ngabantu. And lo muntu lo akamazi noNkulunkulu. And uke lo muntu lo uke wakhuluma into yayenzeka ngelinye langa. Then siqala ke siyamphakamisa ungumprofeti, ungumprofeti, ungumprofeti uduze ukutshela indaba zakho. You know bazalwane, hlola umoya spiritual ignorance. Asihlole imimoya ekhulumayo. We have to understand mfundisi ukuthi na amadimoni nawo ayakwazi ukuprofeta izinto zibe 100% accurately. Amadimoni akwazi ukukwenza lokho. Amadimoni akwazi ukuperforma ama miracles uwabone ayakwazi lokho. Athi hlola umoya ukuthi le prophecy lena umuphi lo moya lola ukukhulumayo umuphi lo moya uphakamise lo muntu ubuphi lo moya usumayelayo umuphi lo moya uphilise lo muntu ugulayo is not enough ukuthi umuntu uphakeme is not enough is not enough ukuthi umuntu bamtshele izinto as 100% bamtshele umuya laphaya ku Acts chapter 16 uma iqala the Bible says ukuthi na there was a girl who was a fortune teller wayenza imali ayenzela abanikazi bakhe understand but umuphi lo moya wawenza wawukhuluma lapho when you go to 1 Samuel chapter 28 we must remember ukuthi uSaul wasuka waya kwefortune teller. Understand? So, we have to understand ukuthi umoya ukhuluma umuphi. We have to remember ukuthi uMoses umaya kuFaro wasika wathatha induku yakhe wayishaya phansi. Nawo ama-magician eza afika athatha induku ayishaya phansi. Ngaphenduka saba inyoka zonke. Inyoka Moses, inyoka zama magician. Ziinyoka phansi uma mina ngizibuka ngomakamo, ngibona inyoka lapha ngaphansi. Angeke ngikwazi. So but mina kumele ngihlola ukuthi yiphi inyoka yakaNkulunkulu kwalezi zilapha phansi la. So we need ukungahloli imimoya. Is spiritual ignorance also. Number 3 for this. Spiritual ignorance. Ungafundi izwi. Izwi ulifunda Sunday kuphela. Kanti wena ogeza kayi 1 ebikini.
Hayi.
In other words, ku 52 weeks yonke ekhona onyakeni, ugeze 52 times.
Mm.
Ile into ntshela yona.
Mm.
Lokuthi yanuka muzi.
Yeah.
Umntana kaNkulunkulu unukayo. Imandla laseBeria ku-Acts chapter 17 verse 11. The Bible says ukuthi imandla laseBeria was open minded because whenever umuntu akhuluma libuye lifike lihlale phansi lihlola ukuthi ingaba le nto ayikhulumayo is in the word yes or not.
Mm.
But when uyakhuluma umfundisi akupromise izulu nomhlaba akupromise owarithamba akupromise le nto lela union building yonke liyena sitshela ukuthi eyakho ayikho in the scripture union building ayikho in the scripture le nto lela. Every prophecy uyingehlangane nezwi ayibuyi kuNkulunkulu.
Mm.
Yakhe lo muntu loyo.
Ngiyakuzwa.
Understand? Mm. So, is spiritual ignorance ukuthi singahloli imibhalo, ukuthi singafundi izwi, ukuthi ugeza kayi 52 a year wena umntana kaNkulunkulu uyanuka amaphapha yanuka. Ngoba ugeza 52 times. In other words, uyazisula-sula uma sewuye esontweni. Khani ukukhumbula ukuthi Nkosi yami anke ngifunda izwi. Uyanuka. Is spiritual ignorance le nto le lapho. Ungafiki utshelwe izinto ngabantu umntana kaNkulunkulu. Wena kumele uma uNkulunkulu akhuluma epulpiti, akonfirma, kube yilinto. Ibe confirmation in your life. Ungahamba uvumele zonke lezi prophet ezikhona. Umntana kaNkulunkulu usindisiwe wena. So don't be ignorant. Stand in the way to present yourself a man approved who does not need to be ashamed, who correctly divides the word of truth.
Yeah.
Izilo kaNkulunkulu lelo.
Hallelujah.
Ungafisi nozama ukutshela katoleke iBhayibheli.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Khuluma that is in the word.
Mm.
Whatever that is not in the word, ungayikhulumi ngoba uma sizokhuluma into that is not in the word, o ignorant. Ungezozositshela ngeyunivesithi, ungezozositshela ngasesikoleni, ungezozositshela ngediploma yakho lo pase nge-elementary pass be-metric yakho lela. Ungezozositshela ngayo.
Yeah, yeah. All right. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say. We are talking about spiritual ignorance these days and how it permeates its ways even amongst us. Pastor Green, after a jiffy.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Amen. Glory to Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, Pastor, we continue.
Yes. Ah,
this is powerful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, another thing, Pastor Ray, some of us, we become relaxed.
Mm.
We become relaxed. We forget that this is the gospel. This is the word of God.
Mm.
The Bible says you can mock everyone, but you cannot mock God. We start to depend on other Christians. We start to depend on other people's salvation, on other people's anointing. We start to depend on things that we are not supposed to depend on.
Mm.
You look, for example, Pastor Ray, what happened today in our churches. If one of the church members have a problem, the pastor will say, pray and trust the Lord and have faith in God. Say, for example, it's a financial problem. The person need finance. There's a problem.
Mm.
The pastor will say, have faith in God. Trust in God. Believe in God. But when the pastor himself have a problem, then the church must contribute. The church must put money together. But when somebody have a problem, then that person must have faith. Now, where's the faith of the pastor? There's a spiritual ignorance here, Pastor.
Mm.
The same thing when somebody is in trouble. The pastor will say to people, pray for God to protect you. Pray for the protection of the angels. Pray that the Holy Spirit protect you.
Mm.
Pray that God surrounds you with his grace.
Yeah.
But the pastor have 6-7 bodyguards. What kind of a thing is that, Pastor Ray? Why does he also not trust in God to protect him?
Mm.
Why does he also not trust in the holy angels, the Holy Spirit of God, to surround him with grace and the holy angels to be with him.
Mm.
He got bodyguards even with guns in the church. How do you explain that, Pastor Ray?
Mm.
These people that are praying for him, they have faith, they trust in God.
Mm.
But he himself is spiritually ignorant. Hallelujah. Mm. He's spiritually ignorant. Just, I'm going to read a few verses, Pastor Ray. I want you to understand what I'm trying to say. In the Bible talk about 10 virgins. 5 were wise, 5 were foolish. But they are all virgins. In other words, they are all believers. They are all from the church.
Mm.
But 5 of them are wise. That is how the church is standing today.
Mm.
Half of the church are obedient. The other half of the church is ignorant.
Mm.
They don't care, Pastor. They do the way they want. They come the way they want. When we talk about these 10 versions, is there in Matthew chapter 25? When we talk about these 10 versions, the 5 wise versions, they were wise, Pastor Ray.
Mm.
They were aware. They were sober-minded. They were vigilant. They were the ones that keep their lamp full of oil.
Mm.
But these foolish virgins are the ones that become ignorant. The lamps was full, but they didn't worry anymore. They become don't care.
Mm.
They start to become spiritually ignorant. And now they don't listen anymore. They don't care anymore. Meanwhile, the lamp is getting empty and empty. And the bridegroom is coming.
Mm.
The Bible says when they all fall asleep and they were sleeping, the bridegroom arrived. And when the sound rang, behold, the bridegroom have come. These wise virgins, they trimmed their lamps. They find the oil is there because they were prayerful. They were prayer warriors. They were worshippers. They were worshiping God. They were seeking the face of God. They were praying to God. They were obedient. But the foolish virgins, they were ignorant. They didn't think that, hey, our lamps are getting empty.
Yeah.
When the master come, their lamps were empty.
Hmm.
Now they had to go and buy oil. They had to go and look for oil. And it's too late.
Hmm.
It's too late. The Bible says when they came back, after they have gone to look for oil, when they came back, the door was shut.
Yeah.
Pastor Ray, that is exactly what is going to happen to us if we are not careful. Those of us that want to play, that don't care. Those of us that don't care, some of the worshippers that come on the stage to worship and lead the church into worship and praise while they are half naked, they will be like this, Pastor Ray.
Mm.
Those that lie from the pulpit, they will be like this.
Mm.
Those that are the lovers of money, they will be like this because they become ignorant.
Mm.
They start not to know anymore. They start not to do the right thing anymore. So what I can say this evening, Pastor Ray, is that we have to be really obedient. We have to be vigilant. We have to be aware. We have to keep our eyes open. We have to watch all the time. Because when we become disobedient, we become ignorant.
Mm.
We don't listen to the word anymore. We don't do what God tells us to do anymore. And that is where the danger is. The 5 wise virgins, they went in with the bridegroom. But the 5 foolish virgins, they stay outside. If we are not going to pull our socks, Pastor Ray, while we are this side of the grave, we have a chance to say, sorry, forgive me. Lord, I repent and accept Jesus. This side of the grave. But on the other side, there won't be that chance. There won't be that chance. There's one of the two. You go to heaven or you go to hell. But this side, there's still a chance. That's why Jesus don't judge us now. But a day is coming when he will judge us. And then we will see what happened. God bless you, Pastor. We'll continue now.
Thank you so much, Pastor Green. I appreciate. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
All right, spiritual ignorance, that's what we're talking about. And of course, I trust that you are blessed so much to hear about this even far much more. Now, Mfundisi Makamu, the word in Ecclesiastes, It says, chapter 3:22, so I perceive that nothing is better than that a man should rejoice in his own works, for that is his heritage. For who can bring him to see what will happen after him? The very aspect that we ignore the Father's articulations about the future. We ignore what the Father says about the future, and we continue in the niceties of the present time, in the niceness of the present time. And the Father is telling us what the future might be like, but we ignore, just like the people in the time of Noah in the building of the ark. What say you, Mruti?
Yeah, Mbonisi, ku spiritual ignorance loko ukunyathela izwi uma liphumile. You understand? Because uNkulunkulu before bubisa ilento lela isizwe lesiyana ngesikhathi sika Noah azanga ayenza angakhulumanga. According to his word, little Bible, God does nothing without announcing his plans to his people, our prophet.
Yes.
So whenever God and a plan ayenzayo, God will come to people. Abatshele why uNkulunkulu eze ebantwini. I think maybe angazi, maybe can be a topic for another day, but hitting me back. Ngitshontshe kancane. God made a man to rule the earth. A man kumele abe in charge on earth. And lo muntu lo lapho spirit and esihlanganene nemzimba into ibolayo. So uNkulunkulu uyi spirit and uNkulunkulu angeke abe isipoko. So whatever uNkulunkulu afuna kuyenza kumele eze azocela authority emuntwini. Then umuntu kuba uya thi no Lord do it. That is why uNkulunkulu ngisikhathi afuna kubhubhisa ilento lela iSodom and Gomorrah uze emuntwini. Abraham ngiyahamba isikhathi saseSodoma sesifikile. Abraham hawu manje mina athi hayi inkinga phela huwe umuntu engimaziyo umngani wami, but sengifuna kuyibhubhisa. Athi but Abraham began to intercede for iSodom ukuthi na abe khona at least umuntu azosizakala. You understand? So uNkulunkulu whenever is about to do something, he comes to a man. And umuntu uma amignore uNkulunkulu is a spiritual ignorance leyo nto lelapho. Ngoba even before abhubhisa isikhathi sikaNoah, he came to a man for 120 years uNoah aloka yakho umkhumbi akhulume naye. UNoah aloka amemezela abafowethu asezeni lokhu uNkulunkulu uthe, but abantu refuse. Spiritual ignorance. But where's that girl? When you go to the history of the church, but two corners were touched, and anybody lomsha impanda ngano. It's not in the word. As a kukola kubaybe. But when you go to the history of the church, but two corners were touched, and anybody lomsha impanda ngano. Atu yashanya lomadar. UNkulunkulu afuna ukukhipha Israel. God comes to a man afika amtshela Moses sengifuna ukukhipha Israel because a man is in charge, a man is a king, but he's not a king of kings. There is another king who is himself uJehovah. So a man is a king of this earth. So uJehovah is a king of these kings. When our father is here, we become prince. Peter, the Bible says, we are the prince. We are the royal ban. Because ubaba njengoba ukhona ulakithi la asikwazi ukuthi thina sibe siyama king nobaba abe u king. Since uCharles, King Charles uyaphila, abantwana bo William nabo banibani abakwazi kuhama king until umadala angekho. So since ubaba sinaye, lithi thina singama royal priests. We are the king, we are the priests, we are the principi of this world. Singama prince ngoba sinaye ubaba la. Understand?
Yes.
So is the spiritual ignorance ukuthi na uma izwi liphuma lisixwayise ukuthi guys let's do this izwi lithi
then simu ignore uba. Yes, izweli phumayo kumele silihlole. Ngoba the devil is using nowadays ipulpiti ukuthi ayenze imikhuba. So we need ukuhlola lelizwi lena eliphumayo ukuthi liphuma kumuphi umoya. Liyaphi ni ipurpose yalo lifunani. So we need ukuhlola imimoya. And as ukwazi ukuhlola imimoya singahlalanga naye ubaba. You understand? Because imimoya madimoni yakwazi kuvumelana. Kungakho namhlanje when you go to TikTok ubona ukuthi abaprophet bonke labala abadumile eMzantsi Afrika or even Africa baya exposana bodwa because imimoya yamadimoni yayiprotectana ukuthi leyana is a good prophet, leyana is a good prophet. Manje yibhizi ngoba ayithandani yona yodwa yona ngokwayo. So we need ukuhlola imimoya izwe eliphuma ipulpiti that this word comes from the Lord or not. So is the spiritual ignorance ukuthi singahloli izwi? Is the spiritual ignorance ukuthi izwi sesilihlolile silizwa ukuthi yilo libuya kubaba then ke singalezi? Is the spiritual ignorance lokho?
Yeah, I believe it. We need to be careful. Absolutely. Amen. Send us your WhatsApps 0826572729. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We're taking your calls. Let's hear what you say. Sawubona Dumela, hi.
Hey, sawubona, sawubona, my brother.
Hey, Putwami.
I'm glad to learn you to the parliament, my brother.
No, the likes of me, see la babanga funeke, yabona. See la babanga funeke, mo khuluma iqiniso, hey, akumuntu ofunayo phela.
Yes, my brother.
Yeah.
Anybody say Nebu Pastor Green or Pastor Magama?
Babu Vilakas in Janum Pepet.
Anya Bullies and maybe in course is Loki Lalele, he was Pagela. I'm a thing.
Which is in course. Utumulonke Malia Kuye.
Yebo, my brother.
Amen.
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 Makubeka.
Yebo ba, yebo ba, yebo ba.
The topic spiritual ignorance is to sacrifice our duties as children of God and not to promote our self-interest, by the way. Uthole siyibandla sithi singaba Jesu Kristu kepha singana peace, singana xolo. Singena kuthula. Ngoba we are saving the world in our own flesh. Example, sibone kulamala umfundisi on about 50 something years as a boxing.
Yes.
But he lives in toys, it will be in the Zimbi, the Chincha and Abo Mama, the banking.
Yeah.
A shumaya la kepa, a tonsed a band to be Fazan, a lalanabo. noma umdala brother Ray.
Mm.
Kepha ubebuswa yi last.
Mm.
USathane emsebenzisa. Namhlanje umele jail sentence ngokuthi samaseling.
Mm.
Enabantu bathanganikwa ibill.
Mm.
Today some of our leaders are intending the notion that they are like God. Bane pride. Their life is ruled by pride. Bazile ukuzodusa izinto kale. Mm. Ukuzwelisa esonini. Kepha uJesu Kristu, because Jesus Christ is a peace of peace, a king of peace, uthi hozani nonke. If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
Yeah.
Nathi kufanele sishumayele evangeli.
Mm.
Yeah. Dying to self must be our primary battle of life.
Mm-hmm.
Today, amasonto maningi. Nanka amasonto lapha. Nanka amasonto lapha. Kepha abantwana bethu abaningi bagcwele izinto zobuhlalo lapha yana. Kuthiwa balento bafanele babayizangoma. Imdimuni lele, spiritual ignorance lele. Esikhathini esiwandasela khona, khona izinto about four. Bonke abantwana abakuthiwa bane-gift. Umuntu befanele ayeke-matric, kodwa wathola lo muntu wathi hhayi, wena noma ungenzani yeke kulungi. Kufanele, you must answer this calling.
Mm.
Abaningi bayile kwaya answer that calling babuyile manje bahlulekile ngoba abantu abaye kubo. So it's empty. Baze bayasebenza.
Mm.
Mina ngithi njengebandla Brother Ray, asibambane sihlanganeni. Sikhulile lesi simo. Today salezi zinto nama-drugs.
Mm.
Ama-drugs ayabusa, brother.
Yes.
Ayabusa. Abantu bakhona bahamba ngey'moto zey'cele.
Mm.
Abantu bakhona bahlala lapha, abancane nabadala, babulala abantwana bethu khona lapho.
Mm.
Sithini, sithina, sithini? Sithi hayi sikhokho la muntu.
Mm.
Sathi udestroye iy'mpilo zabantwana bethu. And zonke ley'khulu ezilapha ephalamenti ziyayazi i-situation. Benzani?
Mm.
Abantu babhatala i-tax. Le mali le yenziwani ngokuthina le mali yethu asibonge njengenzani. Le situation lena, I mean, yilo nto samelana nesimo ngabo June 16. Sasinqoba le simo, sabambana.
Mm.
Asikho isimo esifana ukuthi singasihlula. Ngoba lesi simo wonke amasonto bewasebenza besingena phakathi siguqe sikhale kumdali wethu bekare.
Mm. Mm.
Namhlanje singakhala kumdali wethu ngalesi simo. Ukuthi abantwana bethu bagcwele kuma rehab, abantwana bethu bayagula ekhanda. Once ngenzi loke njengebandla. Nasidlula lapho sigcoke impahla zethu ezimhlophe or ezinjani, sithi hayi yilaba, yilaba.
Mm.
Once ngasikhulekisi lesi simo bekare.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Spiritual ignorance is part of it. It's enzima. It's enzima. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, it's sad.
Uthi sihlangane sicela usizwe uNkulunkulu ukuthi masihlangane sibe umoya owodwa uNkulunkulu silise labantu abangcolile abenza lezi zinto phakathi.
Mm.
Balise.
Mm.
Laba the only case ukuthi sihlangane siye kumdaki wethu uNkulunkulu siguqe sikhale kubaba. Yena uye akanalo kuzivile uyezwa. Ngiyabonga kakhulu my brother, uNkulunkulu anibusise, the God be the glory.
Nakuwe makube njalo, may the Father be glorified. Thank you so much, sir.
Amen.
Thank you, sir. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this matter. Spiritual ignorance today.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM.
All right, let's hear what you say. 012-334-1322. Send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say with regards to this issue. Now, let me bring this also to Pastor Green. Let me bring this also to Pastor Green and then hear what more he says with regards to this. Pastor Green, we see quite a lot of spiritual ignorance, but let me read the word with regards to this. It says in Ecclesiastes chapter 6, verse 12, "For who knows what is good for man in life? All the days of his vain life which he passes like a shadow. Who can tell a man what will happen after him under the sun?" The very same verse I read to Fudis Bakamu, but that one was in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 2. This one is in Ecclesiastes chapter 6, verses 12. And the very aspect of this one, the difference in this one, is that the word tells us about the vanities of this life here on earth. But ignorance tells us that the more you acquire material, the more you have here on earth. And this is a deception, an ignorance of sort, Pastor Green.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Pastor Ray. Mm. We are still continuing. We are still here. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, Pastor Ray, the other thing that is very dangerous is when we don't know that we don't know.
Mm.
I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say, Pastor Ray.
I get you.
There's many people that don't know that they don't know.
Mm.
Many of the people act as if they know, but they don't know. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Many of the people. That's why the Bible says my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge.
Mm.
For a lack of knowledge, Pastor Ray.
Mm.
We become ignorant. We become ignorant. We don't understand. We don't understand what God's word is saying. We don't understand the law of the word of God.
Hmm.
Let me just read this verse, Pastor Ray. We will continue. It's in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. This is God speaking. "My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge."
Hmm.
You hear already, Pastor Ray?
Hmm.
"My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge." Then God go further. He said, "Because you have rejected knowledge, I also will reject you from being priest for me."
Mm.
Now this is strong, Pastor Ray. This is strong. Hallelujah. Because you have rejected knowledge. Because all the knowledge that we need is here in the Bible. The Bible is not difficult to understand.
Mm.
The other thing that I can say, Pastor Ray, people buy expensive pair of shoes. You find a man wear a pair of shoes of 2,000 rand, but he can't afford a Bible of 400 rand.
Mm.
You want to steal ask Bible from somebody. Others, the Bible's cover are falling off. Others, the Bible, some of the pages are gone. You don't care. But you have the expensive suit. You have the expensive what? It's a lack of knowledge, Pastor Ray. He's not interested in knowledge. He rejects knowledge. Because if you are serious, you really want knowledge, you are going to say, "Man, I don't have expensive clothes, but I want a Bible that can help me to understand who I am."
Mm.
Because you will be spiritually ignorant if you don't want that, Pastor Ray. Remember when Jesus sent the disciples out? He said, "If you don't have a sword, sell your garment and buy a sword."
Hmm.
Now, this is where our people are ignorant. Hallelujah. You find a man shine, he look nice, Pastor Ray. But inside, Pastor Ray, there's a problem. Inside, it's rotten. Inside, it's dark inside. He don't understand. It's too. The only thing you have is that expensive clothes.
Hmm.
I've got nothing against the expensive clothes, Pastor Ray.
Hmm.
But the thing that I'm saying is that we talk about spiritual ignorance here. Now God say, "I will reject you also as to be my priest because you have rejected." Let's read the last part here in verse 6. Isaiah chapter 4, verse 6. God say, "Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I also will forget your children."
Hmm.
Now, just now, because of our spiritual ignorance, Pastor Ray, this thing is passed over to our children. The children are also suffering now. If we don't study cows and start to do something, and start to say, man, this curse on the family, I'm going to reverse it by the word of God. Because everything we need, Pastor Ray, is wrapped up in the word. But people are ignorant. They don't want the right Bible. People are still standing with that old Bible, the one he bought first, Pastor Ray. That thing don't work out. Get a study Bible that can explain to you the word of God. There's men and women of God in this world, Pastor Ray, that God has blessed so much, that have the anointing to explain the word of God. But that is the problem that we have. People don't want this kind of people. They don't want to listen to those kind of men and women of God. They just want somebody that preaches sin, wire, but they understand nothing about the Bible. They just want somebody that preach wire. Always when they preach, it's about fat and sit. It's about jolling. It's about this. But there's nothing they know about the word of God. Pastor Ray, this is ignorance. Spiritually ignorance. That's what God say. My people are destroyed. They are going astray for a lack of knowledge. If we are not going to do something, Pastor Ray, our people are getting... Look, for example, Pastor Ray, I was the other day with the Gideons. You know, I think you know the Gideons. They are giving Bibles, small New Testament Bibles out free of charge. Now, though that New Testament Bible, Pastor Ray, is an introduction for us. It doesn't mean you must stay for the rest of your life with that Bible. Now you must make a plan and say, okay, right now, I understand now, this Bible got a book of Proverbs, it's got a book of Psalms, and it's got a New Testament. But there's more that I must know. There's more that I must understand. I must go deeper. I must understand deeper. And that is where the thing comes, Pastor Ray. Now the people are too stingy to buy a Bible. When he must buy a Bible, he think about the quarters. He think about all the nice things. He think about what he must eat, what he must drink. Pastor Ray, when you have the word of God, you have bread in your stomach. Hallelujah. We have food to eat. So that is where our problem is. That's why our people are ignorant. We will continue now, Pastor Ray. The Lord bless you.
May the Father bless you abundantly, Pastor Green. Thank you so much. Fundis makamu buile mo sangiti.
Amen.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Now, Mfundisi Makamu, I'm looking at Ecclesiastes 10, verses 14. It says, a fool also multiplies words. No man knows what is to be. Who can tell him what will be after him? Spiritual ignorance comes also with a lot of words. And I spoke earlier on about the confusing teachings that are there. Lots of words that leave people empty without the true knowledge of the Father, which can come to them quite simply. Muruti?
Muruti, konga tu ngbonile nje kuti ngibambe kuphi. Timothy chapter 4. First Timothy. But let no one despise you, but be an example to the believers in weight, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. So, is the kankulunkulu, maunga vikutu uzo ile, akunyate, nge nga interpreta ngalo. But, tolika izwi, kuluma what is in the word. Better for you to speak two words as kona kwezwi, than ukhuluma million words ezingekho in the word. You know, kunesikhathi lapha enke ngamamela khona umfundisi wase Phesheya. Since amhlophe kakhulu lesilungunyana emisizwayo ucabanga ukuthi na njengoba ubuya Phesheya ezenza nama revelation amakhulu ngoba ubuya Phesheya. Kwafika njathi, for God loved the world so much
that he gave his own son, so that whoever in him believes may not perish. About 20 minutes, Understand? So spiritual ignorance. Ukuyengezela uzama ukuthi na uimpressa abantu ngento ingekho kwezwi likaNkulunkulu. The wait. Kune into uProfessor Mlambo lapha napha nokuyisho. Stand up, speak the word, sit down. Abo esindaba uthatha speak what is in the word. Stand up, speak the word. Sita baba labo abo athi lokunye uzofika ukukhuluma kubukuku lokubuya ngaphandle ke kwenzwe akufuneki. Speak the word, noma ngabe uthathe 2 minutes, it's okay. Speak the word. Spiritual ignorance, mfundisi, khona la verse 16 uthi laphana text start and it is that thing imfundiso yakho uyiqaphele. Is spiritual ignorance ukufundisa into engekho kwezwi, uthatha millions and millions of people ubayisa kuhell. Is spiritual ignorance ukungaqapheli izwi ulifundisayo abantu ukuthi ingaba yikho lokhu uNkulunkulu afanele ukuthi ngikukhuluma ebantwini or akusiyikho. You create your own doctrine ngokukhipha ivesi olukhipha kucontext yalo. Ukhipha ivesi kucontext yalo ukuthi lizosuta ama-needs wakho is spiritual ignorance. UNkulunkulu unayo indlela yokukuphakela. But because ugcwele spiritual ignorance, ukhiphe ivesi ku-context so that izosuta ama-needs wakho, that is spiritual ignorance. Is spiritual ignorance also ukuthatha bakwazi njengoba bekalalo, njengoba beka asho bavula kuzo, is spiritual ignorance yokuthi ufike uthatha abafazi babantu, abantu basethetha ngabafazi babo enkonzweni. Babona umfazi kaNkulunkulu, kanti wena kahle kahle awusumelusi, ungumzalisi wezimfu. Is spiritual ignorance leyo nto lelapho. Nkulunkulu akayifuni. Is spiritual ignorance ukungafundi izwi. Uthi laphana khona la kuTimothy. Uthi meditate on this thing. Is spiritual ignorance ungameditate kwezwi, umeditate ngezinto zasezweni. Uyeka izwi likaNkulunkulu. You are not full of the word, but you are full ngezinto zangaphandle kwezwi likaNkulunkulu. Is spiritual ignorance leyo nto lelapho. Meditate on the word.
Yeah.
Is spiritual ignorance ukurelaya kwezuti yokuthi uma ngifikile ngebazowa, uma ngifikile futhi uNkulunkulu unikeze igift yokuphilisa. Igift without God, uNkulunkulu azokuyekela negift, u-operator ngegift yena asukile. Uma uNkulunkulu aphuma kuSawule ozange ambulale semtime, uye waphuma kuSawule. Sawule became king angena uNkulunkulu. Ahamba yedwa arule isizwe, abuse isizwe sikaNkulunkulu angahambi nomnikazi wesizwe. UNkulunkulu sekahlale kwabanye abanuka imbuzi abuDavid. Is spiritual ignorance ukurelaya kwegift yokuthi I am a king, I am a pastor, I am a teacher, I am a prophet. Iprofesi ingena uNkulunkulu, bahamba baye e-Egypt abanye because ayina uNkulunkulu. Is spiritual ignorance leyo nto lelapho. So your gift mayihlale kuNkulunkulu, kurelaya ku-Holy Spirit le uNkulunkulu akushiyele yona. Athi ningamtisi umoya ongcwele kini. Don't just rely on gift unayo. Look at me, put it up, put in charismatic, come on, 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 is spiritual ignorance. Oh, amen. Angena kunu kunu. Oh, zobe. But abaguneka yena. God uphume ngondweni yakho.
Yeah, ngiyakuzwa.
Amen. Ngoba bazwa ubaba khuluma, ubaba uJehova.
Ngiyakuzwa kahle. Isikhathi sesihambile unfortunately. And of course, next week Muruti, we are going to be touching on the issue of being Christ-like. Today, people are church-like, they are denomination-like, but not Christ-like. And that is where the problem is much of the times. That's where the problem is much of the times. And we need to really work on this, that we become Christ-like and not denomination-like, not bishop-like, not prophet-like. You know, what does it mean to be as Yahuwah is, as Yahusha is, the Christ himself? So we'll be touching on that next week on Thursday, together with Pastor Makamu and Pastor Green. Thank you so much, Muruti Nakenzango.
Pastor Green, thank you.
Nivashaweta akaya.
Inkomo, itakara Paula.
Ya na biela kure ami koshwa ngakur na mina na ilave amina.
Akara Paula, amde kumam fundi.
Thank you so much, Mrs. Makau. Blessings to you, sir.
Bless you too, Brut.
And of course, thank you for the calls, for the WhatsApps to the King. Above all else, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. His name is Yahushua HaMashiach. The Christ himself, who through the Holy Spirit even today continues to teach us all things. And thank you for the Father who is with us at all times, even unto the ends of the earth. We are grateful. We are grateful for his revelation, his teachings. We are grateful for the manner in which the programs are growing and the manner in which many of us are participating in these. To the Father be all the glory. The true potentate, the Christ himself, may he continue to be revealed in everything that we do. From me, Ray, it's been great. Tuda! Rabah!
Reliable and relevant radio at the push of a button. Download our app now and listen online to Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.